Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Mike Caldas Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio with us, straight from Escape from Planet of the Apes, Mike Kong Olivero. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
Mike approached me in the hallway, Galvin.
Yeah?
Do you know what Mike's first concert was? How old of a man are you, Mike? 52? Yeah, okay. Well, in his 50s. You want to guess what his first concert was?
His first concert was...
Maybe I could play a song by the band, see if you can figure
okay.
it out.
Okay.
This doesn't do it.
Amboy Dukes.
I wish it was that cool.
I don't think this is
them. I don't think this is them either.
We play a different song. There you go.
There you go, yeah.
Osmonds.
Yeah, it's true.
Went to see the Osmonds in concert. What year do you think that was?
It would be 1971 to Madison Square Garden.
Oh, I was born that year.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. And who was there? Which Osmonds were there? Little Donnie, Cute Little Donnie was there?
Cute Little Donnie was there.
Jimmy wasn't even born yet.
No, Jimmy was in... brought him on stage.
Adorable. Who are the other ones?
Wayne.
Wayne Osmond.
Alan
Osmond.
Jay
Osmond.
It was actually Alan Iverson.
No.
Alan Osmond.
And Merrill.
So we had Wayne, Alan, Jay, Merrill, Donnie, and Baby Jimmy.
Baby Jimmy.
No Tom.
There was no Tom.
Oh, you know what's cute about this? He's not in the goddamn death pool. See you later, Mike. I mean, thanks for coming in and stuff. The vote's already been done.
Google.
The money's already been paid.
Google's not in the death pool.
It is already over.
Google's not in the death pool. And
it's already over.
I love
how you still argue after it. It's already done. Remember whenever Ron Bass, and then it was done? What did I just say earlier?
It's passé.
It's done. It's done. It's already been paid. The points are already there. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Osmond's over.
I hope he lives forever.
I hope he dies on an airplane and falls out of the sky and lands on you.
Oh my God.
At least be cool and let him land on some people on my list. Then we can split some points. See, that's kind of Dick Gallagher.
Thanks for stopping by, Mike.
In 2013, Osmonds released an album called Snapshot, and it's got a picture of all the Osmonds who performed on it. Tom, not on the album.
Tom, not on there.
No.
Yeah, that's why I asked, and we put it to a vote, and it has been voted.
But we didn't all vote. Tony didn't vote.
Tony voted.
I don't believe that. I need to see that. I don't believe that. I can't
show it to him. What do you mean you need to see it? Open your eyes and look at the thing.
I can't believe my agent
will go against you. I can't believe it.
Not that he would be.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That he... Get him on the phone. I need to talk to him because I don't think he realizes what happened.
Listen to me. The vote is already done.
I've already sent the money from the Commissioner of Death.
I've already sent
the
money.
No response from the Commissioner of Death.
It doesn't matter.
Listen to me. Twice this year, I've sent him money and he sent it back to me because of one reason or another. So what you have done is nothing. Let's find out. Let's talk to Tony because what he's saying is ridiculous. Tom Osmond was not a member of the famous Osmonds. Billy Baldwin, Stephen Baldwin, Alec Baldwin, and Fat Face Daniel Baldwin are all famous. They're all brothers. They're all famous. Okay? I even went so far as to bring up Chad Lowe in relation to Rob Lowe. Famous.
Would Cooper Manning of the Manning Brothers...
Cooper Manning, if anything, is famous for being the least talented Manning brother. And he's does Fox Sports stuff on Sundays. And he has been on TV a bunch of times. Cooper Manning, famous.
Okay.
The least famous of the Mannings. But in the order of fame, you have Peyton, Archie, and then the kid from the Giants, and then Eli, and then Cooper. Yeah. So, no. I'm telling you right now, this is...
What do you mean, no?
It's out of hand.
It's voted. It's done.
Not, you can't undo the vote, though, can you?
We didn't finish the vote.
We voted.
We did not finish the vote.
You said no. Spanish said yes. Carmen said no. We asked Tony. Tony said yes.
Why would you say yes?
Me?
Yeah.
Because I know that there have been other situations when the tables are turned, I've also voted yes. And
if, so you're not voting on the situation, you're voting on like who your favorite
is. Why do you have to argue it? I don't understand. I'm trying to force your will on everybody.
I'm asking questions.
I'm definitely voting on the situation.
So you're not voting on whether or not he applies as a famous person.
You're voting on whether or not somebody helps you.
How is he famous?
I don't even think Mike Calavero saw the Osmonds. I think this is a whole ruse. I don't appreciate your ruse.
I'm not a ruser.
Tony is not answering.
Mike, on the show.
Good morning. Who is this?
Hi, this is William. How are you?
William, what can we do for you, sir?
I had a question about your Deadpool and your selections.
Yes.
Are you guys allowed to say go through like the when you go to jail, the death row roster to see who's coming up and
no, it's famous people. It's famous people.
Like say Kelly Hansen was famous.
Yes.
Could you have gone through that way and just like kind of see who's for certain going to die at a certain date because of death row?
Sure. Yeah, you can also make an emergency pick. You're allowed to make two emergency picks. You pick emergency pick and you have to take two people off your list. You can do that twice. Then after that, if you make another emergency pick, you don't have to take anybody off your list, but you have to pay $20 and that money goes towards the winner.
I got you.
And that's how. Thank you. And that's how a lot of the points have come up because Tony made emergency picks. I made like we hear say somebody's in critical condition or. There's been an accident. Or like if I read a headline, just George Clooney in head-on car accident, I might have picked him up.
Right. And also one year we actually did where we picked people on death row.
Yes.
I remember Spanish got the death row guy on a leap year. And
400 points.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy.
There was no way of beating you after that.
That was beautiful.
So Galvin, I'm just saying, we really didn't officially vote.
What do you mean we didn't officially vote?
Because I need to hear from Tony.
We all have to put on black robes and wigs? I don't understand.
That would be cool.
I need to hear from Tony because I don't believe he knows.
You don't believe a text transmission?
I don't believe that.
When people text you, you go, I don't believe you. I'm not showing up for dinner
because you
text it to me.
You won't admit that Spanish does not have a very fluid way of expressing something?
I think Spanish can figure out a text.
Did you show him the text? Did you say, hey, one of the Osmonds died? Are they legit?
I said, you want me to just read it to you?
No, read it again because you already read it.
I'll read it to you.
Why can't I read it?
Because I don't.
Let me read it.
No, I don't.
I want to read it. Don't say anything.
You've already.
I want to read it.
You're so mean to me.
Let me read it. I don't believe you.
I'm trying to delete it.
Did you call me fat and ugly in there?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's why you want me to hold your phone?
You know I love you.
Let me read it.
No, he's going to try.
Let me read it.
You're going to do something.
No, I'm not.
You're going to text Tony.
I'm not going to. Look, put on my two fingers.
Okay.
Two fingers. Here it is. Are you good, Al Galvin? I'm reading it. Hiya. Are you good, Al Galvin, picking up Tom Osmond for the Death Pool? He's part of the Osmond family.
He is.
He's selling it as Tony is like, one of the singing Osmonds.
So he's leading the witness.
Right. You're leading the witness.
Why are you still
impartial?
Yeah, why are you still in here?
Impartial. Impartial. I brought him in here with a trail of bananas.
You think Tony Burton, who is in second place by like 20-some points, isn't going to fact check and see who Tom Osmond is?
No,
is your agent that dumb? I don't think so.
719. He's probably put on his underwear and running out for the train. Carmen, what number are you calling
Tony
him?
I call
work
both.
Or sell?
Both.
Jesus Christ.
I Tony doesn't both. Wear underwear.
Jesus Christ. Here.
Thank you.
Can you see what else she texted you?
Yeah, I don't care.
Can you read your other text?
Any no,
text?
You definitely can't read it.
Oh, I can't read your other
not
text?
Not out loud, no.
No, not out loud. Can I see your text?
I don't care.
Uh-huh. Ooh, I saw one. Can I read it out loud?
No.
I love her, too.
Thank you.
It's okay.
So are we doing anything for the death pool? Or?
No, it's already been done, so
no,
it's over.
No, it's not. Get Brohan down on the phone. You don't go anywhere.
I don't understand what your problem is and what you think is going on here.
Because Spanish led the witness.
I'm done with the death pool. Just keep my money.
You pay your money? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. As long as it's just ridiculous.
Mike, good morning.
It sounds like the shoes and sandals debate.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, right.
And again, I'm right.
Too.
I'm right again.
I think Galvin's right, and I blame you for jinxing Roger yesterday.
Yep.
Good. He didn't take my phone call. I'm glad he lost.
Oh, shit.
2 days I called him. He didn't call me back once. JP answered the
Would you wear sandals at a fight?
Is the fight outside or inside?
it's in a ring.
Nope. I would wear shoes.
Oh. Oh, how convenient.
Boxing shoes. Well, I need support.
Galvin's right. Galvin's right.
Thank you.
Tom Osmond is famous.
Thank you. For what? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Tom Osmond. Eric, what do you know?
Who, me?
Yeah, are you Eric?
Oh, is this Eric that's part of our death pool?
You're not in the death pool.
Is this Eric that's part of the death pool?
5 minutes ago. Go ahead, Eric.
No, I'm calling to defend Galvin because Tom Osborne was actually
Tom Osborne. Tom Osborne?
He was actually coach of Nebraska.
Tom Osborne, right?
Osmond. I said Osmond.
Okay, go ahead.
He was actually on the Christmas specials back in the mid-70s.
Yeah, we all have Wikipedia, sir. We all have Wikipedia, and all he did was produce it. He wasn't on it. He was goddamn deaf. Wait. He couldn't be on it.
Hold on.
I'm first holding.
All, that first song you played was the Osmonds. It's called Crazy Horses.
We may actually have the Osmond authority here.
That makes Tom Osborne famous.
What do you know? How do you know so much about the Osmonds?
This is Tom.
I hate to admit it, but that was my first concert, too.
Crazy Horses is a good song.
Actually, it's the only cool song they had, but...
Listen to me. Tom Osmond was not... He was deaf, and he produced the television shows and specials, but then every once in a while, they'd wheel him out there, and they'd be like, just sit there, Tom. You'll be okay, so that he would get residual money. He's not famous.
Listen, they taught him how to play instruments. He was part of the whole Branson gig. You know what? He's famous.
There you go.
All right. Well, a vote in the right direction, Galvin. Mm-hmm. This guy's changing my mind a little bit, but since you quit the Isle of Deadpool, it doesn't really matter. Thank you, sir.
Can I get his picks?
Bro Hyundai?
Why are you still here? There's promotions that should be happening right now that aren't happening.
Not yet.
Hoppy right now has a banner, and he has no idea where to go because you're not telling him.
Bro Hyundai, the commissioner of death, how are you?
Doing good. What I missed because...
Okay, so Galvin wanted to make an emergency pick of Tom Osmond, and I'm questioning the validity of his
fame.
Hang on.
Let's really tell him what happened.
Okay.
So I said I have a little bit of a Deathpool conundrum. I said I have a person that I want to make an emergency pick, but I want to make sure that you guys say that he's famous. So they said, okay, you have that pick, and then we'll decide. So I said, it's Tom Osmond. And we went around the room. I said, Mike, what do you think? And he goes, I don't think so. I think he's not famous because he was part of the Osmonds but wasn't actually part of it, blah, blah, blah. Said no. Spanish said yes. Carmen said no. Spanish texted Tony Burton. Tony Burton said yes. I say yes. 3-2. It's done, right?
Now, I'd like to point out real quick that he texted Tony Burton, but he led the witness. He said of the, like, I don't think Tony had an opportunity to realize what he was talking about.
Do we not think Tony Burton, who is in second place, is smart enough to check out who Tom Osmond is, what he was part of the family, what he did and stuff? Are you kidding me? Tony's going to check on that. Tony said
not
yes.
At 7:19 in the morning, he's not. He's trying to get to work.
Tony
on
has
time
said yes. Well, he hasn't checked so back and said, wait a second, no.
Well, he's on a train right now, and he's clearly in a dead spot because he's not taking our phone calls, and there's no other client more important than me. So at this point, I feel like we're taking advantage of Tony's not being in the state. Now,
Tom
Osmond
in.
Where would you land on this as the commissioner of death?
Okay, so the way I understand it, he did not perform with the Osmonds on stage?
He had performed with him, yes.
He was deaf.
Doesn't matter, but he had performed with the Osmonds, and he produced some of their shows and stuff.
But he's not part of the Osmonds group.
The Osmond family. He is part of the Osmond family, and yes.
Cousin Oliver to the Brady Bunch.
He has been on TV as part of the family, as part of the performing family.
He has no action figure. If McFarlane was to redo the Osmond family action figures like he does with Jimi Hendrix, he would not make a Tom Osmond.
If
he'd make a Wallace and Gromit and the other one, whatever
the
name.
Michael Jackson came back to life, but we're just doing scenarios that aren't going to happen.
That could never happen.
Neither could him making action figures.
That's ridiculous. They do that now. No. What are their names? McNeil.
There's Alan, Wayne,
Julius,
Jay, Merrill, and Donnie.
Merrill and Krill. Hold on, Brohande. I'm bringing you in with Tony Burton. Tony Burton, you're on with Brohande and the rest of the staff. How are you?
Good morning, Michael.
Galvin, just in
Tony
fairness.
Tony Burton, Tom Osmond.
In fairness, tell us why you believe Tom Osmond should be okay in the pool.
You want to know from me?
Tony Burton.
Yeah, I thought you just wanted to see if I should say yay or nay.
Yayed, and I'm curious to see why you yayed.
No, is he one of the brothers?
No,
he's one of the brothers,
but not in the band brother though.
He performed with them, yes.
Not in the singing Osmonds like Merle and Wallace and Philip and the other one, Donnie and
Jermaine.
Right.
So I think. Look, I think you have to put it in the Jackson family category that if one of the, I thought there was only five Jackson brothers, and I guess there's seven, and if one of them died, then, you know, it would make news or make headlines, and I guess this falls into the same category, because the Osmonds were a family, so that's where they're known as a family, so yeah. I don't want to be making an argument for.
So Jackie, for Tito, Calvin, Jermaine, and Marlon were famous, but
how many times do you want him to say yes and you argue?
Because I don't think his argument is making sense.
Put Tom Osmond in and hit news in Google, and it says, Osmond brother on life support. Osmond, Tom Osmond.
He's a brother dying, to the famous Osmonds.
Yeah, who performed with them. Wasn't as famous as Donnie and Marie and some of the other ones. Unfortunately, he wound up having hearing loss and couldn't perform and stuff, but he did perform with them at one time, produced some of their TV shows. He's part of the Osmond family. Vote has been done. Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Now, Michael Jackson, Tito, Marlon, Randy, the old Jackson 5, Janet, Rebe, and Jermaine, all famous. Leo Jackson, not famous. He dies. Nobody knew who he was.
And
who
whenever, was Leo Jackson? And if that came up and we voted and I said no and everybody else said yes, guess what? Leo's in. That's how a vote works.
LaToya, famous. Okay?
Why Rebe, are we arguing about the Jacksons?
What? Because he brought it up. LaToya was a singer and she married that weirdo dude and she did psychic stuff. So she's famous. Jackie Jackson, not so famous, but was still famous. But then you bring in Leo Jackson, nobody even knows it wasn't Leo Jackson.
But well, Michael, so let me ask you one other thing. The other Osmonds, besides Donnie and Marie, I couldn't tell you who they are, but if they died, you know, they're famous too. Like, they're part
Thank
of
you.
The
family. Thank you.
No, not famous.
Do you know their names? I mean, I don't know their names. The other Osmonds?
Yeah, Merrill.
By the way, I know your ruse where you're making up Leo Jackson. There is no Leo Jackson.
Why?
I just saw your ruse.
Oh, fine. Sigmund Esko Jackson. You want me to use that?
Go ahead.
Is that better for you, Sigmund? Because I knew you would go, there's no Sigmund Jackson. Siggy Jackson?
This also comes... I'm sorry, Michael. This also comes on the heel of the Joe Jackson deal.
That's right. Joe Jackson, though, was very famous.
He had his own career.
Was Catherine Esther Jackson.
wait, he had his own career?
Yeah. He was a manager for the Jackson 5.
And he had songs.
Oh, no, I thought Carmen was saying that he was a singer.
No, he did make music.
What about Steven Jackson?
I don't know.
What about Giovanni Jackson?
Are these real?
We can vote on all of these whenever they come about, but we already voted on Tom Osmond.
So you stick with your vote, Tony.
I have to. Especially, listen, after the action figure gate that took place, I think, you know, everything's a little murky now.
So my guy had an action figure that was licensed by the WWE and distributed by Hasbro Toys, and that was debatable. But we got a handicapped Osmond who never did anything for the, but they wheeled him out on stage and was like, "Yeah, Tom," and he's famous.
He's probably in the show. He's probably in some cartoon book. He's probably in some Tiger Beats. It's because it's the Osmond family. That's the only reason I'm siding with this. I mean, I have no idea.
When you get to work, Google him so you can see how pathetic the idea of him being in Tiger Beat would be.
All right.
So say at the flock, Galvin wins.
Tom Osmond.
Bro Hyundai, you're no help.
Thank you, Bro Hyundai. Great work again.
You are.
All right. Well, I'm sorry we got long-winded. I can admit defeat. Sometimes I just need to talk things out a little bit, Calvin. Congratulations on your pick.
You. Should have talked it out before the vote, though, next time.
Hope he lives. Hope he lives a long and prosperous life. I hope he tours.
The show's over.
I hope he tours with the with the Osmonds Christmas tour this year.
He probably won't. He never did.
Galvin has a brand new open letter. We were supposed to do it before, but the Osmonds ruined everything. We'll do it next.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.